Come on, the Bible doesn't stop there. It goes on to say, now shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Come on, is there any victorious people in the house? Is there any overcomers in the house? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many is glad to be in the house of the Lord again? I don't know about you, but I'm thankful, thankful for my place in the building. Thank you so much. We cannot say thank you enough to this church for the kindness, the meals, the hospitality, just the kindness this church has shown our family. We thank you so much. We have just thoroughly enjoyed our time here these last couple days, and I just hope we done something to be a blessing to you, because you guys have sure enough been a blessing to my family and myself. And we just thank again Pastor Crosswright once again. Thank you so much for this invitation. Thank you so much for extending this time with us. And I just, how many thankful for your pastor? How many thankful for the man of God in your life? Yes, yes. How many? Come on, church family. We can do a little better than that. Thank you. Thank God for the man of God, the watchman on the wall. Man that stands in the gap. His main concern is that you make heaven your home. That's his main concern. And you ought to thank God every day for a real man of God in your life. I said a real man of God that have preached the unadulterated word of God. And we cannot celebrate the man of God again. We did it this morning. She's in here again and tonight. And we can't let her go again. How many love you, First Lady? Thank you so much, Sister Crosswright. Your hospitality. Thank you so much, sis. Thank you so much. Playing, singing. I said, man, y'all are blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed with the First Lady and the men of God that's in this place. We're going to launch off here from Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16 and verse 23. That's going to be our launching pad. But just before we launch off here, church, I just want to just say these words. I was just in Phoenix just a few weeks ago, and the pastor there, he was showing me pictures of how they had just a torrential downpour just some weeks prior. And if you ever been to Phoenix, you'll know Phoenix is not the most scenic. It's beautiful in its own right, but it's a desert. You don't see too many trees. You see a lot of cactus. But he told me, he showed me, man, when the rain fell, it's a torrential downpour, that the ground was just so hard that it didn't know how to handle it. It said the water just pulled up. It would just floods everywhere. And I would think a desert, why in the world the water just didn't soak into the ground, because the ground was so thirsty. But here's the thing, church. Rain is not common in that area, so the ground had become so hard. It became so hard that even when the rain fell, it didn't know how to handle it. Church family, I said all that because the Holy Ghost rain, as we felt from the beginning of this service, and I could tell some hearts, some minds, the rain fell, but we didn't even know how to handle it. Church family, can I encourage you just for a moment? I'm not going to preach about this. I'm just going to say this. But that when the rain falls, how many just want to be a conduit? Say, God, I want to soak in every drop of your presence. I don't want to be so cold and so indifferent and so hard that even when the rain falls, I don't even know how to handle it. When the rain falls, the Holy Ghost rain falls in our hearts. The Holy Ghost rain, and we wonder why we struggle so much. It's because when the table is spread, we're not even eating. We don't even know how to handle it. But is there anybody in the house to say, God, every time the Holy Ghost rain, God, rain on my heart, rain on my soul, rain on my heart. rain on us here today. Acts chapter 16 and verse 23, very familiar verses of scripture to many of us. I believe the brother read it one Sunday night. Very familiar verse of scripture. The word of the Lord says, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast him into prison, charging a jailer to keep them safely, whom having received such a charge, thrust him in the inner prison, made their feet fast in stocks. Verse 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, everyone's bands were loosed. The keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, seeing the prisoners' doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. And I'm going to launch off here at verse 25. And it says, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Everybody say, pray. And sang praises. Everybody say, sang praises. Sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Yeah. I am going to preach on this simple topic here, the breakthrough equation. The breakthrough equation. And I just know, I feel this in my heart, that somebody in here needs a breakthrough in your heart. Breakthrough in your mind. And I'm going to talk about the keys that we need to have a breakthrough in our hearts and minds. We can't forget to pray, church. I said we can't forget to pray. Prayer is always in order. And then we're going to sing praises unto God. You can't stop a praiser. I said you can't stop a praiser. I don't care how much you lock us up. I don't care what your goals on, but I'm still going to find a way to praise God. The breakthrough equation. Would you lift up holy hands all over this place? Oh God, we need you in this place. We thank you for what we feel. God, continue to pour down on our hearts and in our minds. God, let the Holy Ghost rain fall on us. God, let it saturate our hearts, saturate our minds, saturate our souls. God, we're going to ask you now, throw your weight around in this place. Heal, save, and deliver. Set free. Break the bondage of sin. And destroy yokes of addictions off of your people here today. We'll be so careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And would the church say amen? Amen. Would you say amen once again? Amen. Come on, clap those hands. Give the Lord one more thunderous applause of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church family. Come on, let's push a little harder. Come on, come on. I don't want to be so mechanical. Come on. God, I'm going to make room for you. I'm going to make room for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Here in the book of Acts, many of us know this book of Acts is the Acts of the Apostles. Here, Jesus is no longer walking around on earth. He's already ascended back into heaven. And here it tells the disciples, go off, and they go off and do. He said, you're going to be endued with power from on high. We know in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 2, it says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Appeared unto them like cloven tongues, like as a fire that set upon each of them. And that's where God outpoured his spirit upon the people in the upper room there. Church family, I don't know about you, but every time I come into the house, I'm hoping to have a day of Pentecost in my life. I need the Holy Ghost. I said, I need the Holy Ghost in my life. Every opportunity I get, I say, God, pour out your presence on my life. Here it is. They go out of the upper room, and Peter is standing up with the 11. preaches the gospel message, as we like to say it so many times. He preaches and tells everybody, you got to repent of your sins. You got to be baptized in Jesus' name and let God fill you with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Here it is. This is the Acts of the Apostles. Things are happening quickly. God is pouring out his presence. It's an outpouring, a revival in the Bible here. And here it is. You see two men, many times God is just adding to the church, such as should be saved. Things are happening. But you know, anytime the Holy Ghost starts to outpour, the devil is going to be for sure to pop up his head. Because the devil wants any part to get the people of God off of skelter, get their eyes off the ball, as to say. Any opportunity, the devil, to get up and distract the people of God. But is there anybody to say, hey, I'm going to keep the main thing. I'm going to keep on. I'm going to keep my eye. There's still revival to be had. I said there's still revival to be had. I didn't plan on saying this, but Acts chapter 4, here they come out of the upper room, and then revival is happening all over the place. And then the disciples, they have to pray for boldness. They prayed for boldness, that they might declare the words of the Lord. Church family, I pray in us that we get a boldness in our hearts, a boldness in our minds. Yeah, this thing wasn't done in a corner, and I'm not going to hide my message. I'm not going to hide my witness. I'm not going to be ashamed of what I'm doing, but I'll carry it out in the street. God, give us boldness to declare your word. It says when they prayed for boldness, the place shook. The Holy Ghost shook the place, and it gave them boldness to declare the words of the Lord. I'm not a closet apostolic. When I go out in public, I'm not ashamed of what I do. I'm not ashamed of who I am. But I'm proud and apostolic. Is there any proud apostolics in here that I say, hey, this thing wasn't, I'm not going to hide and go around the back door, and I apologize for my exuberant worship, but no, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what God has saved me from. Hey, I'm not going to live harder for the devil than I did. Yeah, no, God has been way good to me. He's been better than any devil has. People talk about their days before God, before they came in church. Oh, I used to do this, I used to do that, I used to do this, and then they quiet on the pew. Come on. Say, hey, wait a minute now. Come on. I'm not gonna give more to the devil than I did God. If I was crazy for the devil, I'm gonna be crazy about my God. Gonna be crazy, but here it is. Acts chapter 16. Again, this is Paul and Silas. And in the beginning here, all of a sudden, well, verse 14, certain woman named Lydia, seller of purple, the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto all things that were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Here it is. The Holy Ghost is pouring out on an affluent lady. And she was a seller of purple. If you know, that was a very, very expensive thing to come by, the color purple. And there it is. Here is Lydia saying, I need God. I need the Holy Ghost. I need what you guys are preaching. I need this. And it says, she said, hey, come into my house. When she was baptized, here it is, the Holy Ghost is outpouring again. And it came to pass, this is 16:16, it came to pass, and as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried,
saying these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation. Here it is. It sounds real good, doesn't it? A lady, as they're going to prayer, this little girl says, hey, wait a minute. These are men. They're showing us the way, but some kind of way. Is there anybody of the old church to have some discernment? I said to have some discernment. Yeah, you might be saying the right thing, but something about your attitude is not right. Something about it. Yeah, you know how you get discernment. You got to get in the presence of God. I said, you got to get in the presence of God. No doubt, no doubt. A lot of times we want to jump right into Paul and Silas in prison, but we got to find out how they got there. And here it is, this lady, this young girl, certain damsel, possessed with the spirit of divination. Yes, she was saying the right things. She was saying, these men are servants of the Most High, which show us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out of her in the same hour.
Yeah.
It says, had a spirit of divination in her. This was the spirit. You read this in the Greek. It says the spirit of pythos, the spirit of a python, the spirit of a snake in this lady. Because no doubt this lady had been trafficked by these men. And that's why these men had become again an income off this girl. They were trafficking her throughout this town. And yeah, and when Paul and Silas come in, they say, hey, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Hey, I'm not going to take second place to no devil. When the people of God show up, guess what? We take dominion over the area. And it said, hey, wherever we step our foot, guess what? God is on our side. I'm not going to be scared of no devil. I'm not going to be scared of anything. Hey, wait a minute. You might be saying the right thing, but something's about your spirit having a spirit of divination. Paul and Silas said, hey, wait a minute. I don't like those spirit that you're saying this. And it had that spirit of a python. You know, a snake, a python is a sneaky animal. A python is a very sneaky animal. It wraps its tenor. It wraps around a python to try to squeeze the life out of you.
Yeah.
Church family, can I tell us here? That's how sin works. That's how sin works. The spirit of pythos. Real cuddly with sin. It can squeeze right up to us. Oh, many, no doubt many of us have heard that story. Lady raised the python, sleeping with her. Goes to the vet, say, hey, wait a minute, my python all of a sudden stopped eating the other day. He ain't ate nothing in a while. And that vet said, hey, you need to get rid of that thing. Because guess what he's doing? He's sizing you up. And you about to be his next meal.
Yeah.
That's the reason why he stops eating. Because he's sizing up that prey to say, hey, wait a minute. I'm going to save enough energy and go a little bit because I'm going to need an every strength to wrap my tentacles around, wrap my body around to squeeze life out of somebody. Yeah, that's the way sin works. It can work up real cuddly to you. It can work away. It'll give you everything you want. Sneak right up to you. Warm right up to you. But I came to tell somebody the devil is still a liar. I said the devil is still a liar. No sin is going to stay around here. We're going to rebuke that devil. And we're not going to cuddle up to sin. We're not going to try to get as close to the world as we can get, because there is a separation between the holy and the profane. Yes, there is a difference, and we got to live a certain way. We got to come out from among them and be ye separate.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I get nervous when people try to like to hang around the world too much. Like to get too close to the world. Like to get as close to the world, but still come in and sit among the people of God and know you ain't right. Hey, it's time for you to get right. It's time for you to get for real. It's time for you to shake off that python spirit. It's time for you to get real and say, God, I'm going all in for you. I'm not going to live as close to the world as I can get, but I'm going to get as close to God as I can. Spirit of pythos. Python was on this girl, She was being trafficked by these men. But revival started to break out. Revival started to break out. This is how Paul and Silas got in prison. And she said, I command thee in the name of Jesus to come out of her. And he came out of that devil, came out of her in the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of their gangs were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceeding trouble in our city. Yeah. When you start to rebuke the devil and you start to turn things around in people's lives, the devil gets real mad. I said the devil gets real mad when you all of a sudden start to break up his schemes, break up his way of doing things. But they all tell, hey, the apostolics are here now. The real Christians, the real called out ones, the real ecclesia is here now. Devil, you got to go. I said, devil, you got to go. I said, devil, you got to go. Rebuke that devil out of that girl. And then their men knew, hey, wait a minute, we can't traffic this girl no more. We can't have her doing our bidding no more. Hey, wait a minute. And they threw Paul and Silas in prison, threw them in jail. And it says they didn't just throw them in jail, they threw them in the inner prison. They threw them in the inner prison. And church family, here the thing is, I know sometimes the devil can seem like he's getting the upper hand. I know the devil can sometimes seem like, wait a minute, I did the will of God. Paul and Silas had done the will of God. They were just trying to have revival, but they find themselves in a prison. They find themselves locked up. They find themselves in a predicament that they didn't plan on being in. But here's the thing, you can't stop a praiser. You can't stop a praiser. We just rebuked the devil out of that girl, and guess what? We might have been in trouble for it, but I'm still going to preach the word of God. I'm still going to preach what's right. I'm still going to preach there's a difference between the holy and the profane. There's still sin, still does separate you from God. You still got to get right. You got to get right, church. I say you got to get right. I want to live for God the right way. I don't want to have the Holy Ghost, but I want to have the real Holy Ghost. I said, I want to have the real Holy Ghost. I don't want to have a form of godliness. I don't want to have everybody fooled. I said, I don't want to have everybody fooled. You may fool some of the people some of the time, but you're not going to fool God any of the time. I said, you're not going to fool God any other time. But here it is. These Paul and Silas are in this prison, locked up. And I know the hounds of hell is saying, hey, what they going to do now? What they going to do? I don't know what they going to do. What are they going to do now? I got them locked up. They threw me out of that girl. But guess what? Hey, church family, there is devils in regions. I said there's devils in certain regions. That's why certain regions struggle with a certain type of sin, because those devils hang around that region, hang around hearts. Yeah, that's why when the demoniac of Gadara came to Jesus and he knew they couldn't stay here, they said, throw us into the swamp. Because they said, hey, you might kick us out of this man, but guess what? Around this region, we're real comfortable, and we know we'll find somebody else. We'll find somebody else, so just send us into the swine. I know we can't stay here, but send us into the swine, and then we'll find somebody else. Talking about regions. I didn't plan on saying all this, but I feel this in the Holy Ghost here. This is the reason why. This is when somebody has swept their, got the devils out, swept their house clean, and the devil goes out, and it goes about seeking who house he can, and it says we can't find nobody. It can't find nothing else to get into. It says, guess what he does? He goes back and gets seven more devils worse off than himself, and say, guess what? I know what house I can get back into. into, because I can get more. I got some more stronger devils now. But is there anybody can stand up and say, hey, devil, you don't have, take your hands off my family. Take your hands off of my kids. Take your hands off of my church. You don't have no place here. That's why you got to keep a vessel full of the Holy Ghost. I said, that's why you got to keep a vessel full of the Holy Ghost. Because if I'm so full of the Holy Ghost, I don't have room for nothing else. I said, I don't have room for nothing else, but I want as much Holy Ghost as I can get. Every day I got to wake up and say, God, fill my vessel. Fill my vessel. Don't stay empty too long, because that's what it'll do here. There's an opening. There's an opening. Hey, the devil don't want just an inch. He's going to take a foot. Don't just give him a day. He's going to take a week. Yeah. That python spirit. That python spirit can cuddle up. Start wrapping around you. Squeezing life out of you. But I feel like somebody's making up their mind to say, not here, not here, devil. Not here. You may throw me into a prison, but I still know the breakthrough equation. I still know how to get out of this situation. And I came to preach somebody out of a dark spot. I came to preach somebody out of your prison of anxiety, prison of fear, prison of self-doubt. I came to unlock the doors today and say, it's time for you to get up. Get up out of that life of sin. Get up out of that life of a rejection. Get up out of that and say, there is a brighter day. There is still a God that is on your side. There is still a God that loves you. Amen. Paul and Silas, they said, in this predicament, we can either sit here and accept it and just try to make the best out of a bad situation. We can just sit here and say, hey, they threw us in prison. Man, this must be what God has for us. Let me just sit here, Mully Grubbs. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. I'm going to sit here and just accept it. In the inner prison, done the will of God, trying to do the will of God. But we walked into the devil's territory. But you can't stop a praiser. They said, yeah, it might be dark. It might be cold in here. But Paul and Silas said, hey, we know what'll bring a breakthrough. You got to put praise and prayer together, and it's going to equal breakthrough. That's what I'm talking about, the breakthrough equation here. Not very good with math. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4. We're going to stop right there. We're not going to go any further right there. We're going to leave that to the math experts, the math teachers. But here it is. It says the breakthrough equation. Praying and praising equals breakthrough. They could have sat there and said, hey, wait a minute. No, we're not going to do nothing. Paul and Silas said, hey, wait a minute. The only way we're going to get out of this is we're going to start praying. Church family, don't you ever stop praying. I said, don't you ever stop praying. I know this is real simple, but don't you ever stop praying. I said, don't you ever stop praying. I said, don't you ever stop praying. I'm being redundant on purpose, church. Don't you ever stop praying. Yeah. You know, here's the thing. You wonder why you struggle to come back to church on Tuesdays. Guess what? You ain't praying on Monday. You praying throughout the week. Guess what? We look forward to church. You look forward because I'm still praying in the Holy Ghost. That's how we build up our most holy faith, by praying in the Holy Ghost. says prayer and praise equals breakthrough. And here it is, Paul and Silas, very familiar to many of us here. They say, hey, wait a minute. We're going to change our situation. We might can't change everything around us, but guess what? I'm a thermostat, not a thermometer. I'm not here just to read the environment. I'm here to change the environment. I'm going to change stuff. It might be death all around me, but the devil's a liar. When I walk in, life walks in. I came to speak life to somebody here today. It said it's time to get up from your situation and it's time to start praying again. It's time to start seeing again. Says prayer and praising. That's what they decided to do. What are you going to do when it's your dark day? I said, what are you going to do? You going to praise your way through it? Or are you just going to sit there and say, hey, let me just float down the river of life? But nah, I know I'm going to be a praiser. I said, I'm going to have some praise on my heart, praise on my lips, even in the worst day. And in the worst time, it says, they prayed and sang praises unto God. And it says, the prisoners heard them. The prisoners heard them. I know everybody around them, wait a minute, what's that you hear? What is that? What is that you're hearing? What is that? Wait a minute. Why are they praying? And why are they praising? In the inner prison. In the inner prison. This wasn't just any ordinary. This was the inner prison. Because they said, hey, we want them guys to be punished for what they done. They messing with our income. Yeah, they're messing with our income, our way of life. And here it is. We want them to be punished to the fullest extent. And it says, but they started to pray and praise God. That means, guess what? They were praying really loud. They were praising and singing really loud. This wasn't the quiet stuff. This wasn't the stuff you do when you're ashamed of what you're doing. But this is the stuff you get real crazy with and say, hey, wait a minute. I don't care if anybody makes fun of me. I'm going to be a praiser. I'm going to be a worshiper. Says the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was an earthquake. An earthquake broke out in that place. Earthquake broke out. Here's the thing we don't realize. We get so individualistic living for God. We think, oh, this is just about us. This is just about us. As long as I make it to heaven, I'm okay. And we thank God, yeah, you need to be concerned about yourself making heaven. You need to be concerned about that. A lot of times there's people watching you.
Come on.
That you can help. You can help somebody else's testimony. Because when the earthquake came through and it broke everybody's bands and everybody's bands were loosed, it broke everybody out of prison. Not just Paul and Silas. They were the ones praising and singing praises. They were the ones praying and praising. But guess what? When the Holy Ghost came in and broke them out of that prison, guess what? Everyone's bands were loosed.
That's right.
I said everyone's bands were loose because two people decided, hey, guess what? I'm going to be a praiser. I'm going to still keep on praying, even in my darkest day. Is there anybody say, hey, I'm not going to wait till the battle's over. I'm going to shout right now. Wait till the bow. I'm not going to wait till God does it. Can anybody shout in advance? Can anybody shout on credit? If anybody can praise God. I want us all to stand here.
Come on.
I want us all to stand. This breakthrough needs things. Breakthrough equation needs these two things. It needs prayer and praise in order for God to break through.
Yes.
Said it this morning. Most of the time, we're not waiting on God. God is waiting on us.
Come on.
I know everybody home, I need this, but I need this, preacher. I need this. Then when it comes to you time with time to pray. But no, you're going to have to put forth some effort. I said, you're going to have to put forth some effort in order to see what God, what you want to see in your life. Said they prayed, sang praises unto God, an earthquake. It was at midnight, one of the darkest hour, when it's dark. Nobody knows what to do. Nobody, hey, wait a minute. We're going to be a praiser. Let me flip this here. I'm about to end. Somebody come to music. When David gets the ark, he gets the ark back, comes into the house, comes into Jerusalem. Ark, Michael, the Bible says, Michael, Saul's daughter. Right. Realize it doesn't say Michael, David's wife. It says Michael, Saul's daughter. Look down at the king, worshiping and praising God. Looks at him and says, the king is making a fool out of himself. King is making a fool. Why is he dancing like that? Why is he acting like that? But what she didn't realize is David had been praying. Hey, we need to get the ark of God back. We need to get the glory back in the right spot. We need to get it back. Uh-huh. Here's the thing. This is the reason why. You know why? She had never seen daddy be a praiser. She hadn't seen much praising go on in her life. But that's why it looked a little foreign to her. Yeah, you want to see your kids praise? You be a praiser. Because praise is hereditary.
Shake the foundations here.
We go. Yeah, praise is hereditary. If you want to see your kids, you be a praiser. If you want to, and praise is also contagious. I said praise is also contagious. All of a sudden my brother starts to be a praiser. All of a sudden you look over. I know what my brother's going through right now. Everything ain't going his way. But guess what? If he can praise, so can I. I'm talking about breakthrough here. Yeah, you got to put a little prayer and you got to put a little praise on it. And then you'll see things start to shake in your life. Some of y'all finally catching on here. You want to see healing in your family. You want to see healing in your life. You want to see God break some miracle. You want to see God break some curses off of your family. Guess what you do? You put some prayer on it. Put some praise on it. And then God will start to do his work. Come on, lift your voice like a trumpet. Come on. Is there any praisers in the place? I'll praise you even if I'm in a prison. I'll praise you. I'll praise you when things aren't going my way. I'll still be a praiser. The Bible says praise is comely for the upright. Praise looks good on you, sis. Praise looks good on you, brother. It's nothing like a sincere praiser. It's nothing like a sincere worshiper to say, hey, God, I don't care what anybody else around me is doing, but I'm going to lift up my holy hands. I'm going to lift up my voice. Come on, some of y'all need to break, shake off that python spirit. Come on, shake off some things into the fire. Come on, shake off some things and say, guess what? I'm going to live for God. I'm going to shake off that sin that does so easily beset me. I'm talking about breakthrough in this place. I said, I'm talking about breakthrough. Come on, you're doing the right thing. Put some prayer on it. Put some praise on it. Come on, I want you to lift up holy hands. We're about to start singing in this place. Come on, come on, come on, come on. But you're going to have to get beside yourself. You're going to have to get that flesh out the way. Come on, you're going to have to get that flesh out the way. Come on, get that flesh out the way. Come on, church, lift your voice. Lift your voice like a trumpet. Come on. Come on, they were in the inner prison and every prisoner heard them. They were in the inner prison. Come on. It was their worst day. Come on, they had laid many stripes on them. It was their worst day. But they said, God is still good even on a bad day. God is still good. He's still great and greatly to be praised. Come on, it don't matter what you need in your life. Come on, if you want to see breakthrough in your family's life, come on, you have to open up your mouth. Come on, if you want to see breakthrough in your own life, come on, you have to open up your mouth. You're going to have to open up your mouth. Come on, come on. This ain't the time for quiet praisers. This ain't the time for you to understand. Come on, it's time for somebody to lift up your voice.
This is what we've come to do.
Tear down strongholds.
Break the chains.
Bind the devil.
Bind the devil in Jesus' name.
Tonight.
We've got a right to shake the foundation with praise.
Say glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
This is what
we've come to do.
Tear down strongholds.
Break the chains.
Bind the devil.
Bind the devil. Jesus' name.
Tonight,
we've got a right to shake the foundations with praise.
Oh, glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
This is what
we've come to do.
Tear down strongholds.
Break the chains.
Bind the devil.
Bind the devil in Jesus' name.
Tonight, we've got a right to shake the foundation with praise.
This is what we've come to do.
Come on, this is what you come to do.
Strongholds, break the chains.
Bind the devil.
Bind the devil in Jesus' name.
Tonight,
we got a right to shake the foundations with praise. Glory, hallelujah.
Come on, you got to put some praise on it.
This is what we've come to do.
Come on, you got to put some prayer on it.
Strongholds, break the chains.
Yes!
Bind the devil in Jesus' name.
Tonight, we've got a right
to break the foundations with praise. This is what we've come to do. Tear down strongholds, break the chains.
Bind the devil
in Jesus' name.
Tonight,
we got a right to shake the foundations with praise. Glory, hallelujah.
This is what we've come to do.
Tear down strongholds, break the chains. Tonight we got a right to shake the foundations with praise. Praise Him. Praise Him.
Come on, church, come on.
The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. Tonight we got a right to shake the foundations with praise. Glory.
Come on, this is what we come to do. Did we come to have a breakthrough in our hearts? Come on, a breakthrough in our minds. Or did we come just to go through the motions?
Glory, hallelujah.
Saturate our hearts, saturate our minds.
Break those chains.
Bind the devil.
Bind the devil in Jesus' name.
Tonight,
we've
got a right
to shake.
shake the foundation with praise.
Come on, what you need in your life?
Hallelujah.
Come on, what you need, what you need, what you need. Yes.
Tear down strongholds, break those chains.
Bind the devil.
Bind the devil in Jesus' name.
Tonight.
Tonight.
We've got a right
to shake the foundation with praise. Glory. Hallelujah.
This is what
we've come to do. Tear down strongholds, break those chains.
Bind the devil in Jesus' name.
Tonight, we got a right to shake the foundation with praise. Glory, hallelujah.
This is what
we've come to do.
Come on, come on. Come on, break up that fallow ground. Come on.
In Jesus' name tonight.
Come on, let God heal us tonight.
We got a right.
Come on, come on, come on. Get beside yourself. Come on.
Glory, hallelujah.
Come on, this ain't the time for that cute stuff. Come on, come on, come on. God, I want to change. I want to see a breakthrough in my family. Breakthrough in my life.
Tonight, we got a right to change the foundation.
Make your request known. Make it known. Yes.
Tonight,
we've got a right
to shake the foundation with praise. Glory. Hallelujah. This is what we've come to do.
Tear down strongholds, break the chains. Bind the devil in Jesus' name.